It is an important change in parenting here in the U.S. More and more older adults are raising children for the second time around because of illness, incarceration, addiction, or any number of reasons. Stephanie Tsai reports on grandparents who are caring for their grandchildren and what they're up against in the pandemic.
One, two, three.
Joanne Clow brought up two kids on her own. She never imagined that she'd have another child to raise at the age of 64, a very lively one.
It's just not something you economically plan for. I'm a single grandmother rolling the rock back up the hill.
How old are you, Carter?
Four.
There's no way you're four. You look like you're five.
Bomber, bomber, what do you see?
Carter's mother, Emily, Joanne's oldest daughter, died of a fentanyl overdose in 2016.
I every day grieve Emily's loss of Carter because she'll do something cute, or, and I just think, oh my God, Emily, I can't believe you're missing this. You know, I just can't believe you're missing this.
The opioid epidemic has contributed to the growing number of grandparents raising grandchildren, says gerontologist Megan Dolben McNabb.
There is a priority within the child welfare system to place children with relatives whenever that's possible. And that's due to the fact that it's helpful to maintain those connections.
Give lovey kisses.
It also saves the system money, a cost that is often borne by grandparents who can't afford it. 19% of grand families live in poverty.
Many of them are on limited incomes. For many grandparents, the addition of those expenses really kind of overwhelm the resources that they have.
Lisa Lennon was making it work with a cleaning business that allowed her to support her grandkids, 12-year-old Luke and little Jackson, still in diapers. But since the pandemic, she's lost most of her clients.
You barely keep your head above the water, and that doesn't feel very good. It doesn't allow me to feel like I can provide everything Jackson needs, everything Luke needs, and also survive.
Behind on rent, she's worried about getting evicted.
How are you doing with food?
We get food from the church, and we run short toward the end of the month, but we stretch it out and make it work.
Since the start of the pandemic, almost 40% of grand families say they struggle to pay for housing. A third have trouble accessing food.
I was strong and confident in my ability to care for the children and myself, for that matter. But this is, at this point, I think, you know, psychologically, I feel knocked down just based on not being able to sustain myself and having to ask others for help because I'm used to helping everyone else. So, not used to that.
I wish I had someone's sofa that I could lay on for 2 hours and just cry my eyeballs out.
Having a good cry would be a luxury these days, says Lisa Banks. She's got three grandchildren at home doing virtual school.
I'm trying to spread myself thin amongst three kids, which is difficult. A lot of the work I don't understand because I've been out of school so long and things have changed so much.
And with no school lunch, the dishes and the bills are piling up.
It's like, I'm hungry. You hear it all day. So it's breakfast, it's snack. It's lunch, it's snack. It's dinner, it's snacks. You're spending it more in utilities because they're using more electricity. Everything goes up.
Any of this stuff here, you can take as much as you want.
Banks recently found some help through a local nonprofit group called Gratitude for Grandparents. Every Sunday, founder Rhea Kelsall distributes donated food and essentials from her basement.
So many of the families had part-time jobs that lost their jobs. They have less income now than they had prior to the pandemic. Gratitude for Grandparents is here for them.
Kelsall herself can relate. She and her fiance are raising two grandchildren between them, also because of substance addiction.
Carl's my fiance's biological grandson, and his dad is deceased from an overdose. I do sometimes think that the big G had a plan because we understand what the other one is going through.
And they've gone through a lot. The latest hurdle, the pandemic forced Kelsall to close the daycare she was running.
Totally lost my income, and now we're on his fixed income.
Kelsall, like most grandparents, is raising the kids outside of the foster care system.
They're your blood. You want to take them home and take care of them, love them, and everything else, it's not even a consideration.
But without legal custody or guardianship, it can be tough to tap into government support services.
There can be eligibility requirements that push some grandparents out, and many of them really struggle. And I think with the pandemic, particularly for grandparents who might have been laid off or are not getting income from other family members that maybe they're used to, it can be very devastating.
Nonprofits like CalSOLS are trying to fill the need, which includes emotional support. We joined the group's monthly Zoom meeting.
I just wanted to see if I could see a show of hands.
I asked who thought the pandemic had compounded the challenges they face.
Me.
Not surprisingly, every hand went up.
Never did I think I would be this short of breath.
61-year-old grandmother Kim Aaliyah was recovering from COVID-19.
My oxygen was at 86, and I was truly afraid to die because what would happen to Brooklyn?
Brooklyn is the 11-year-old grandchild she's raised since she was a baby.
It was absolutely mind-numbing, the fear that I had.
With the cloud of COVID, there's worry.
I wake up thinking about these kids, and I go to sleep thinking about them.
With the shadow of the past, there's worry.
They've experienced a great deal of trauma in their lives. And I mean, what they need, they can't have, their mother.
The grandkids' mental health weighs on Paul and Barb Anderson.
This thing of the kids going to school on the computer and not having a social life just exacerbates the problem, I think.
Oh, we got the kale too.
As heavy as the burden may sometimes be, the children, says Lisa Lennon, are also what lift her up.
They're my inspiration and reason to wake up these days.
On good days and bad days, says Lisa Banks.
You go through those moments, you go through those stressors, you cry, you fight, you argue, whatever it takes, but you're still there at the end.
And that's what really matters. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.